Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome eco-friendly viewers to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Ho Tooth on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Changhua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongcha Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Goshan County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the African Development Bank contributes more than $9 million to support well-being in Guinea-Bissau. In education news, United Nations project promotes peace in the Philippines. In environmental news, a United States magazine reports farming as the best green job in the next 10 years. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 14, is the birthday of the mayor of New York City, New York, USA, the Honorable Michael Bloomberg. Born in 1942 in Boston, Massachusetts, Mr. Bloomberg, who declined the city salary for his office, has been the mayor of New York since 2002. He is a well-known philanthropist and supporter of environmental and humanitarian causes. he launched Plan NYC, a greener, greater New York, a project to reduce global warming and make the city more eco-friendly. Through his Bloomberg Family Foundation, which generously contributes to many charities, the mayor has committed $375 million US to supporting tobacco-free lifestyles globally. Our gratefulness, Mayor Bloomberg, for your devoted service to New York City and to improving the health of people around the world. Our best wishes for a marvellous birthday with your loved ones. Today is also St. Valentine's Day, a special day that is celebrated throughout the world to express love. On this joyous occasion, we would like to wish beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai and all kind-hearted viewers of Supreme Master Television lots of heavenly love and blessings. Thank you for all the love you have generously shared with our Earth co-inhabitants through your encouraging words and actions. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Love the planet. Be veg.
Lion News, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Victoria, Australia. Almost a week since wildfires had destroyed more than 1,100 square miles or 2,850 square kilometers of land, a few are still burning, and officials have urged the citizens of Victoria State to brace for more flares. At least 181 human lives were lost, and 5,000 survivors were left without homes. It is estimated that millions of wild animals have also perished or were injured across the largely rural area. On the day of the initial wildfires, February 8th, Supreme Master Ching Hai had donated $30,000 for the victims. Our association's relief team covered related travel expenses with their own funds.
First to the King Lake area, which was one of the most affected. The relief team used a portion of the donation amount to meet an emergency need for power generators.
I had a man up there, a grown man, crying to me about how cold and how dark it is up there. And he said to me he felt like he was inside a coffin. It was dark and cold. He was on his own. I'm tearing up telling you, sorry. But this guy's story really touched me.
Local residents and firefighters were grateful that their request was fulfilled so quickly by our association's team within hours.
Supreme Master has been great to us. Thank you very much.
We thank the Australian government and all emergency personnel doing their best to respond to this disaster in Victoria. We are also grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her concern and rapid aid for all those affected. Our appreciation for our association members' efficient help and wishing them Godspeed as they continue with the relief work. May all blessings be with the Australian people as they strive to recover the fulfillment of their daily lives. We pray that damaging events like these are eased as humanity pivots toward increased acts of caring for others and the environment.
Intense rains halt traffic in Spain. Heavy rains poured over northern Spain on Thursday, causing several rivers to jump their banks, including River Urumea in the Basque Country. The northern portion of the Navarra region and the city of Pamplona have also been affected, where roads were closed and buildings inundated by the high waters, causing evacuations. Thankfully, there have been no casualties or injuries noted. And officials report that the river levels are now subsiding with the weather expected to improve. We pray for the welfare of all flood-affected inhabitants of Spain. May we avoid future potential calamities with quick transitions to nobler lifestyles.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
China extends aid to Senegal. Chinese ambassador to Senegal, Liu Xiaoye, and Senegalese economy minister, Abdoulaye Diop, signed an agreement in Dakar that will bring $11.5 million in further development assistance to Senegal. Specifically, the funds will go toward a national theater, a museum, a children's hospital, and the rehabilitation of 11 sports stadiums across the country. Minister Diop expressed his appreciation for China's support as well as his country's wish for further cooperation between the two nations. Our gratefulness, China, and heaven rewards your generous commitment to improving the lives of Senegalese brethren. May your nations continue to prosper in abundance and friendship.
New Bangladeshi president assumes office. Following general elections last December, Mr. Zilur Rahman was inaugurated as Bangladesh's president on Thursday at the presidential palace in the nation's capital city of Dhaka. A veteran parliament member and leader of the Awami League Party, he is now the 19th president of Bangladesh. We extend our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, for your new role. Blessed be your term in office in bringing happiness and peace for the people of Bangladesh.
A tribute to Irish literary great Mr. Hugh Leonard. The beloved Irish playwright and journalist has passed away at the age of 82. Among his accomplishments were the plays Alive and Dar, which won a Tony Award and was later released as a film featuring award-winning actor Martin Sheen. Irish President Mary McAleese paid tribute to Mr. Leonard, saying, "He infused his work with a unique wit, all the while demonstrating a great intuition, perceptiveness, and forgiveness of human nature. Our condolences to the family of Mr. Hugh Leonard, whose insightful contributions continue to enrich our literary world. May his soul rest serenely in God's eternal love and light."
U.S. releases over 100 Iraqi detainees. As part of the transfer of sovereignty and security affairs back to Iraq, the U.S. military has begun a series of Iraqi inmate releases. More than 100 men were freed in the initial ceremony, where Iraqi officials also encouraged them to assist in the rebuilding of their country. "We wish the newly released men many joyous reunions with family and friends, and that their lives are restored in goodness and peace."
UK man honored for saving dog. Mark Greenhalgh of Manchester, England, is being awarded the Hero to Animals Award by the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, for putting his own life at risk when his animal friend needed help. On a winter's day when Jarvis, the family's cocker spaniel, fell through the ice of a partially frozen lake and was unable to return to shore, Mr. Greenhalgh went neck deep into the freezing waters to retrieve the struggling dog and bring him back to safety. PETA representative Robbie LeBlanc stated, "The bravery, determination and compassion that Mark Greenhalgh showed in saving the life of his beloved dog Jarvis is an inspiration to others throughout the community and beyond. Congratulations, Mr. Greenhalgh, for this deserved recognition of your brave actions. May your family and Jarvis enjoy many more years of shared happiness and beautiful friendship." Supreme Master Ching Hai is recognizing Mr. Greenhalgh with the Shining World Hero Award for saving the precious life of his canine companion, along with gifts for Jarvis.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Researchers at Harvard University School of Public Health in the U.S. conducted a study of over 500 Formosan or Taiwanese children, both with and without leukemia. They found that an additional serving of cured meats or fish per week increased the risk of leukemia by 74%. On the other hand, children eating higher portions of vegetables and soy protein were found to have only half the leukemia risk of children who avoided those foods. Our appreciation, Harvard researchers, for your work in providing yet more conclusive evidence of the link between flesh consumption and illness. Let us all act now in providing healthful plant-based fare to ensure the vital future of our children.
Warning against pork consumption in Philippines. The Department of Health and Eastern Visayas in the Philippines has urged consumers to be wary of pork products after 750 pigs in one town alone were found to be salmonella infected, with reports of other animals infected elsewhere. Also in the Philippines, after 50 workers on a pig farm were discovered to be infected with the Ebola Restin virus, an additional 4 have now been confirmed, with 3 being farm workers and 1 was a meat processor. Calling it both an animal and human health issue, Philippine Health Secretary Francisco Duque confirmed that a request has been made for evaluation by the World Health Organization to determine the impact on food safety, especially as this is the first documented case of pig-to-human transmission of the Ebola resistant virus. Philippine health officials, we are saddened by the unfortunate news, but we thank you for your concern in guiding the public away from unsafe meat products. We pray that more and more people will turn to the healthy and gentler dietary choice of the animal-free vegan lifestyle. During an interview in August 2008 with East Coast FM Radio, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed Irish radio host Louise King's question regarding the increasing incidence of life-threatening diseases that arise from eating meat.
Somewhere in the world, meat is being recalled due to E. coli or salmonella poisoning or some other disease. It seems that if we eat meat, it's not only affecting the environment, but we're actually taking risks with our own health. Why do you feel that we're seeing more and more of these recalls?
Well, madam, clearly it is a warning sign as heaven's last resource to sound an alarming bell. We must listen. And now, the animals, they are also trying to help waking up human race by sacrificing their life. Anyone who can communicate with the animals by telepathy would confirm my view on this. Now please, if anyone is listening, we must stop all act of harming and killing, hurting humans or other species. Stop damaging the environment and live simple life, as simple as possible, according to our resources. More in tune with nature. Live and let all live so that our lives may be spared and blessed with happiness.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com. we can still save the planet. Day 1439. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai. Save our planet. Ecuador offers green jobs for Amazon conservation. As part of the country's forest partnership program, the Ministry of Environment has initiated a conservation project that employs 15,000 local and indigenous people to help conserve some 165,000 hectares of forest. An agreement was signed in December 2008, whereby the government will pay individuals and communities for their efforts in protecting the land. Ecuadorian Minister of Environment Marcela Aguinaga said the program showed that it is possible to address conservation and climate change while alleviating poverty. A green salute, Ecuador, for conserving the lungs of our earth while supporting indigenous communities. May heaven grace such efforts as yours to preserve and protect our beautiful planet.
Save our planet. Okay. Youths gather at the United Nations for Global Warming. The Interactive Dialogue on Climate Change Solutions event was sponsored by the United Nations Programme on Youth and this year attracted young people's organisations worldwide. Attendees gathered in New York, USA on Monday to discuss the effects of climate change and possible solutions. Their viewpoints will be added to the 2009 World Youth Report, Youth and Climate Change, to be released later this year. Hats off, international youth, for your care and valued contributions. With ideas and enthusiasm such as yours, surely we can walk sustainably toward a joyful tomorrow for all in our world.
Save our planet. Leo DiCaprio wins Green Award at Cinema for Peace. At the 8th Annual Cinema for Peace Gala Night, held in Berlin, Germany, Mr. Leonardo DiCaprio was honored for his documentary, The 11th Hour, with the event's International Green Film Award, which was presented by former Soviet Union President Mikhail Gorbachev. This prestigious award recognizes outstanding cinematic eco-activism, with the recipient also being granted $250,000 to help raise public awareness through an environmental foundation or film project. We join in applause for your deserved recognition, Leonardo DiCaprio. May your shining star continue to light the way toward a greener earth.
Save our planet. Disruptive salamander populations, signs of a changing climate. A two-year study conducted by the Korea Forest Research Institute has found that Jeju Island salamanders are laying their eggs over a month earlier seasonally, which the scientists are linking to global warming. And on the other side of the world, a team of U.S. scientists who studied Guatemalan salamanders in the 1970s recently returned there to find many of the species completely gone, with others in sharp decline. The researchers state that global warming is one of the main reasons for their disappearance, as the warming weather pushes the amphibians to new territories and also supports the spread of fungal diseases such as the deadly chytrid. Researcher Dr. David Wake emphasized the only effective solution: we need to promote activities that reduce the impact of climate change. Many thanks, South Korean and U.S. scientists, for bringing to our attention the delicate balance of our environment. Let us quickly switch to eco-friendly lifestyles for the sake of all residents of our biosphere. In a book event, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminded via video conference of humankind's responsibility as good stewards of the earth and her inhabitants.
Our animal friends are truly our friends, and without them, our lives would not be alive at all. So to protect our animal friends is truly to protect our happiness, to protect any of the species of God's creation, is truly to love and respect God and the creation. And in turn, our lives will be blessed with abundance, with happiness, with untold merit, with so much of heavenly blessing and quality.
Save our planet. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama visits the Department of the Interior to thank employees for their service and speak of the necessity of preserving natural resources to ensure planetary survival.
save our planet with encroaching seawaters due to global warming, Kiribati's president, Anote Tong, has become the second leader of an island nation seeking to purchase land for the resettlement of fellow citizens.
Save Our Planet, U.S.-based computer company IBM, partners with financial services firm Religare Enterprises of India to help other Indian financial companies reduce their energy usage.
How are you, friends? I am Bayama, the water buffalo, and I am very vegan. Would you like to hear a tip on changing the look of your living space without spending any money? Try rearranging the furniture. It's a chance for you to be creative and make your home seem like a new one. Maybe move your sofa to the other side of the room or add a small empty dresser from the spare bedroom. There are so many possibilities. Have fun! Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being Wedge, going green, and saving the planet. Here's the weather around our lovely globe.
In world news, African Development Bank donates more than $9 million to Guinea-Bissau Health Project. These funds will be used for continued support of the National Health Development Program, which began in 2001. So far, 12 health centres in 4 regions have been built and equipped. In addition, 9 structures at the Simão Mendes National Hospital in the capital of Bissau have been restored. Our appreciation, African Development Bank, for your munificent dedication to the well-being of the people of Guinea-Bissau. May all the country's citizens receive the care they need for healthy and vibrant lives with the grace of Providence.
In education news, Schools for Peace is promoted in the Philippines. The project is part of the United Nations Development Program Philippines, Act for Peace Program, which started in 2005. It incorporates principles, concepts, and values for harmonious living into all subject areas of formal and informal education. There are 31 schools of peace in Mindanao, which can be in elementary or secondary schools. Famous Philippine actor Mr. Robin Padilla, a peace exemplar for the program, said, "Everything we need to start anew is already here." Our many thanks to the United Nations Development Program and Mr. Padilla. Heaven bless all those involved in this praiseworthy plan to encourage a serene way of life through wise education. May the kind Philippine people be granted a happy and bright future. Up next on Noteworthy News, a United States magazine lists the 10 best earth-friendly jobs in the next decade. We'll just answer the cat's knock and come back. Please stay tuned for more engaging news on Supreme Master Television.
How are you, friends? I am Bayama, the water buffalo, and I am very vegan. Would you like to hear a tip on changing the look of your living space without spending any money? Try rearranging the furniture. It's a chance for you to be creative and make your home seem like a new one. Maybe move your sofa to the other side of the room or add a small empty dresser from the spare bedroom. There are so many possibilities. Have fun! Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being rich, going green, and saving the planet. Here's the weather around our lovely globe.
In world news, African Development Bank donates more than $9 million to Guinea-Bissau Health Project. These funds will be used for continued support of the National Health Development Program, which began in 2001. So far, 12 health centres in 4 regions have been built and equipped. In addition, 9 structures at the Simão Mendes National Hospital in the capital of Bissau have been restored. Our appreciation, African Development Bank, for your munificent dedication to the well-being of the people of Guinea-Bissau. May all the country's citizens receive the care they need for healthy and vibrant lives with the grace of Providence.
In education news, Schools for Peace is promoted in the Philippines. The project is part of the United Nations Development Program Philippines, Act for Peace Program, which started in 2005. It incorporates principles, concepts, and values for harmonious living into all subject areas of formal and informal education. There are 31 schools of peace in Mindanao, which can be in elementary or secondary schools. Famous Philippine actor Mr. Robin Padilla, a peace exemplar for the program, said, "Everything we need to start anew is already here." Our many thanks to the United Nations Development Program and Mr. Padilla. Heaven bless all those involved in this praiseworthy plan to encourage a serene way of life through wise education. May the kind Philippine people be granted a happy and bright future. Up next on Noteworthy News, a United States magazine lists the 10 best earth-friendly jobs in the next decade. We'll just answer the cat's knock and come back. Please stay tuned for more engaging news on Supreme Master Television.
We can still save the planet. Day 1439. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News. Beautiful news for an aesthetic world. In environmental news, a United States magazine reports 10 best green jobs for the next decade. Fast Company has placed farming at the top of this list in the USA in the next 10 years. Number 2 is forest conservationist. Positions are projected to be available in areas such as the solar power industry, energy-efficient home building, wind turbine fabrication, green business entrepreneurship and management, recycling industry and urban planning. Thank you, Fast Company, for your presentation of the many wonderful possibilities through green-loving careers. May all world citizens embrace sustainable practices for a thriving planet.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Tough Medicine.
The doctor asked his patient, "What happened? You look terrible." "Well, doctor, you told me to take this medicine for 3 days and then skip a day. You know, all that skipping wore me out."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
每次都会来这附近跳舞，然后就有家店很光亮，一发现是奥斯爱家的那个店，然后就进来吃吃看，东西很好吃，然后又有电视在播放，然后就顺便看，哎，好好看哦，我看了以后很好看，然后心情也觉得蛮愉快的，想说，哎，我们家里不晓得有没有这个上市的那个电视台，我就转转看，哎，发现有，哎，就很开心，最喜欢那个上司讲到的部分，然后看完以后会心里充满发喜。 然后另外讲到那个环保的问题，爱护动物的问题，我也觉得充满了意义。它可以让我们知道说，哎，我们应该为我们的地球尽一份心力。我觉得可以认识这个节目是我们的福气，然后有机会欣赏到这个节目，我觉得是有福气的人，我觉得我们应该珍惜。然后这个节目让我觉得说， 如果能够再更普遍的话，让每个地方都可以欣赏到这个节目的话，我想世界一定会更光明、更美好。然后更重要的是，我们可以让我们看完这个节目以后，体认到说，我们是地球的一份子，然后尽一份心力。只是从简单的素食做起，不是一份很爱护我们地球的行为。怎么样可以把这样的节目，让孩子更能够容易了解？那可能我老师要做一方面的一个思考，跟重新再把一个教案设计一下。那我觉得环保的部分，还有爱护动物的部分，我觉得可以带小学里面，让小朋友更加了解，然后在生活里面去落实。
Thoughtful Shuyan, we are happy to hear that you enjoy watching Supreme Master Television. Please do introduce to your students the importance of the vegan diet to save our planet. There is nothing more urgent now. If we want our young people to have a future, this must be the first thing taught in every school and highlighted by every government. Thank you so much for your loving care of your students. May heaven's benevolent light shine on you and all your wise Formosan co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We would love to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to info@supremastertv.com or to the address on your screen. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May boundless benediction be bestowed upon you.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Chilean President Michelle Bachelet meets with Cuban President Raúl Castro in the first official visit to Cuba by a Chilean president in over 30 years.
Official spokespersons from Palestinian groups Fatah and Hamas meet in Egypt to advance talks of national reconciliation. Saudi Arabia's Prince Michel bin Abdulaziz requests distribution of food and material aid to around 500 less fortunate families in the northeastern city of Hafar al-Batn.
Hollywood USA star couple Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt visit a Thai camp that includes 18,000 Burmese refugees to encourage their advancement through self-reliance.
The animal charity organization Four Paws Foundation is campaigning in Bulgaria for more stringent regulations to protect animals.
Beijing's government in China requests that volunteer work be included in school curriculums to cultivate students' qualities of care and devotion toward others.
Iranian Minister of Health and Medical Education, Kamran Baghiri Lankarani, says the nation's mortality rate has dropped as diseases such as polio are minimized.
Russia and the European Union have agreed to continue strengthening constructive relations, including the establishment of a new partnership and cooperation agreement.
U.S. Special Representative to Pakistan and Afghanistan, Richard Holbrooke, meets with Pakistani leaders to help formulate plans in support of regional peace. more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.